The long arm of the NSA has apparently reached Rutgers University. Its professor, Hushang Amir Ahmadi, also founder of the American-Iranian Council, has been named in documents leaked by former CIA contractor Edward Snowden as the target of NSA surveillance. Professor Amir Ahmadi, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you for having me on the show.
How did it come to your attention that you were of interest to the NSA?
The first time I learned about this was about a month ago when Mr. Glenn Greenwald called me and asked me for a meeting, and I met him in New York City, and he told me that my name has been on the list and that he wishes to go public with my name, and that he wanted to interview me as well. I told him that I will not interview at this point regarding this matter because my name isn't there and I don't know what it is about me, so I don't want to speak while I'm in dark. But you are, of course, allowed to go with my name, and I have no option there because, after all, this is a democracy, and you are free to go.
And though we haven't brought him into the conversation, who is Glenn Greenwald?
Mr. Greenwald is the man who Mr. Snowden trusted with the information that he had from the NSA. And he's a journalist, a lawyer, and actually a Pulitzer Prize winner. And he's a very interesting guy. And he is obviously the guy who wrote this article that was published, you know, the day before last night in The Intercept.
And apparently what has come to light is that the NSA interest dates all the way back to, what, 2007?
In my case, it was 2007 and 2008. Obviously, we have no information whether I am still on or not, but the documents end at 2008. I don't know, for example, why I was on the list and what it has been, you know, what has been collected, you know, regarding my emails and the rest of it. So I'm still at, you know, in dark here. All I know is that I obviously was on the list, and that they have read my emails, and three of my emails have been on the list, including my Rutgers email, and that's disappointing because Rutgers is an academic university, and that I have my students and my faculty colleagues and university administration who have absolutely nothing to do with my extra curricular or academic activities. I'm not surprised that my name was on the list, and I have been for 25 years actively involved in a very tough relationship, and that's U.S.-Iran relations, very dynamic. I have been meeting people on both sides at a very, very high level. We put together a major organization, American-Iranian Council, with distinguished Americans on its board of director and advisory council. So again, the same thing happened for me back in Iran. I have been meeting and having, sort of like communications with people like from the president's level to foreign minister to ambassadors and so on.
Did I hear you right when you said earlier that you are not surprised that you were a person of interest to this organization, to the NSA?
No, as I said, I am not surprised, although I am disappointed and disillusioned. What surprised me really was not that I was on the list, but that the NSA will not call me and say, Hushang, calm down. We wanted to talk to you about A or B. And if they had a concern, I'm sure I could have, spoken to them and I put them to rest. But obviously they decided to go in a different direction. You know, again, as I said, and I have no regret about what I am doing. In fact, I'm very proud of it, and I think I deserve a Nobel Prize not being surveyed. The NSA has, you know, given the limited resources they have, they really have to target the people the right way. And as they were targeting me and reading my email, they missed ISIS in Iraq, who took over half of the country and, dismantled our infrastructure, and trillions of dollars of investment is up in the air there for us. And on the other hand, there is another issue. There is a lot of discussion about whether this, what the NSA has done is legal or illegal. I don't think that's a major issue. It's a side issue to me. What is really important is this. You know, America is exceptional because of its democratic value. The core American value is democracy. And I personally left Iran 40 years ago, escaping a dictator, coming to the land of democracy. You know, I think our NSA and any American government agencies doing anything must keep one thing in front of their eyes as the criterion, and that is American democracy.
It's obvious that you cherish democracy in America and with it the right to freedom of speech, but some of those freedoms have apparently allowed you to claim that you defended the regime of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, claiming that Iranian connections to terrorism were a myth, going on saying that Hezbollah and Hamas are not terrorist organizations, though our country certainly defines them as such. You are certainly entitled to those opinions, but I'm wondering if perhaps also, that raised the level of attention from the NSA and other organizations
here.
Yeah,
that is very true. But then I have said that I have condemned terrorism. I have openly said that Israel is a reality. It has the right to exist and that the Muslim societies have to recognize it. And that I have said openly that the Iran has no right to build bombs. So again, in my views, and that Iran has no right to jeopardize any peace between Arabs and Israelis or Palestinian Israelis. I've considered my views very balanced. I am a very fair person. You know, again, U.S. government or anybody else out there may not consider this to be a balanced view, but I personally consider myself a fair person, a balanced person. I have tried, as a peacemaker, tried to stay in the middle, trying to educate both sides and trying to bring them all together.
Short of it working its way through the legal system, and who knows how long that could take, how pragmatically do you proceed from this point on in terms of your communications and what you might advise, say, colleagues at the American-Iranian Council?
I will do what I have been doing. I am very proud of what I am doing. I have been very transparent, and I will be doing exactly the same thing. I will change nothing in my life. It is I will change nothing in my communication system. I will keep the same emails. I will change absolutely nothing. You know, everything is transparent about my life, and I'm honored to say also that after years of surveillance, they have found nothing wrongdoing on my part, and that I am acquitted. You know, I am now liberated. In a way, I am probably in a better position than most Americans are, because at least I know that, you know, my file is clean.
Husheng Amir Ahmadi, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworth
tonight.
My
pleasure for this opportunity.
That's Rutgers Professor Husheng Amir Ahmadi. He's also founder of the American-Iranian Council. He was cited as a target of NSA surveillance in documents leaked by Edward Snowden.